The truth of the matter is, anytime we have any kind of athlete on the Burt Show, I get a little on the smitten side. And I just couldn't refrain from telling Chipper Jones that I had a guy crush on him. Morning, Chipper Jones.
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing all right, y'all.
There you are. What's going on, man?
Fixing to head out to the ballpark.
Now, what time do you guys have to get to the ballpark to start practicing?
Usually about 7 o'clock in the morning, but we had a night game last night, so Bobby allowed us to come in about 10:30 today.
Let me ask you this, Chipper. I know you've only been in the Braves organization, correct?
Correct.
Because I know, you know, like, I'm from San Diego, so I've unfortunately had to root for the Padres year in and year out.
Oh.
I mean, it's been god-awful for 20 years.
You've had a couple good years.
Yeah, two good years, actually. And, you know, there's always this optimism around teams that really bite really badly, that this is going to, anything can happen this year. This is going to be the year, the Padres. This is going to be the year, the Brewers. This is going to be the year, you know, Tampa Bay wins the World Series. You guys have a bit of a different attitude, I got to believe, because you're constantly in the pennant.
Well, we feel, you know, every year is going to be the year. Obviously, we're probably a little spoiled, you know, and some of the success that we've had, and that's the reason for the lofty expectations. But, you know, I think it's good. It's great for baseball that those teams, you know, have that optimism, because, you know, year in and year out, there's one team that is sort of the Cinderella and you know, new kid on the block. And you know, you know, who's to say what team that's going to be? You know, obviously, if you stay healthy the whole season, you have a couple guys have career years, you know, maybe it will be San Diego. Certainly they have.
Don't tease me.
And I would like to, for your sake, see them at least in the playoffs.
Dude, don't you tease me. You know, but because come April 3rd, I get all excited about Padre season, and then April 14th, I'm like, they're out already.
After that 3-11 start?
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I think they got too much talent over there to be that bad.
I hope you're right, man.
Bert, you mentioned the Padres, and this will be the year. Well, the Braves fans, you know, have that feeling about just winning the World Series.
Yeah.
You
right.
know? So.
Well, you know, like I said earlier, that's a great feeling to have, because there aren't too many teams in baseball nowadays who can boast of having, you know, World Series aspirations, and we've had it for the last 12 years. And to be honest with you, more than half the time, almost half the time, we've been there in the World Series with a chance to win a World Championship. Now, only winning one obviously bites a little bit, but, you know, I think if we give ourselves enough opportunities, we'll certainly win another one day.
How's the outfield feeling?
Feels pretty good. Actually, probably had one of my better games last night. I robbed a home run from Jim Thome.
Nice.
And, made a couple nice running plays. So I'm having fun with it out there. And we finally won a game last night. So, hopefully we'll get on a little bit of a roll here before spring training ends, carry it into the season.
Hey, Chipper, when you make like a kick-ass catch like that, do you go home and watch ESPN to see yourself?
You better believe it.
I knew you guys did. I knew you did. And then do you like fast-forward it, then reverse it?
Nah, I don't tape it now, but I will catch the 10 o'clock version, the 12 o'clock version, the 2 o'clock version. Then I wake up really early because they play it every hour on the hour.
Yeah, it's the all-night sports center, so it's, you know, Chipper at 4:30 in the morning,
right.
You know, wrapped in a blanket on his couch.
Have you ever played a video game with you in it? Have you ever been you on a video game?
I have, actually, but not too much. It was just kind of a little experiment type thing. I'm not real heavy into video games. So
who's better, the real Chipper or the animated Chipper?
Well, that depends on what year you're talking about. 96, 97, I didn't have a lot of pop on these games.
Right.
2000, 2002, I probably got a little pop, probably go deep to off field.
You know, it's kind of really messing the mental game, knowing that they're probably on the games on the Xbox and the Nintendo and the PlayStation and everything, that most 11-year-olds can probably beat you if you were playing yourself on the game.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Because if they're not in school, they're probably in front of the tube playing Xbox and all those other games.
I need to see Chipper go, I can hit a high heater better than that. I know I can. Well, Chipper, thanks a lot for joining us. We know you got to start, you know, getting to the batting cages or whatever it is you do.
Great. Thank you very much.
Hey, feel free to check in with us anytime. I got like this big old guy crush on you, man. I mean, it's not a, it's not like a physical thing. I would like to be chipper for a day.
Wow. I'm speechless. I've never been hit on by a man before.
See, it's not hitting on. To have a guy crush on another guy is not hitting. You know what I want to do? Because we get these kids, we get calls from elementary school kids all the time that have these projects where they want to shadow us for the day.
Really?
I want to be Chipper's shadow for the day.
Right. Maybe one day.
But that's called a stalker.
Yeah.
Right, right. You just totally weirded him out. We'll keep him away from you.
Yeah, I've got to have a cop present at all times.
Hey, take care, Chipper. Good luck this season. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, guys.
Bye now.